Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Speaking of the podcast, we've got one more episode of A Brief History of Triangle Sports, a season.
Now, this is the one I've been looking forward to.
This is a requiem for the World League of American Football. We've highlighted the Raleigh-Durham Skyhawks, which shout out to the Carolina Hurricanes, who went full Skyhawks today in their practice uniforms. They were wearing Whalers gear, green, with red and white, too. So it really looked like a Skyhawks uniform out there on the ice. It was pretty wild out there. Anyway, all the previous six episodes of A Brief History of Triangle Sports on the Raleigh-Durham Skyhawks are available now. Last episode, the season finale on Wednesday, a requiem for the World League of American Football with conversations that feature Steve Logan, former East Carolina football coach who spent time in NFL Europe, a World Bowl champion, and Jake Delhomme.
The Del Homie.
Panthers legend, another World Bowl champion. So that'll be out on Wednesday. Shout out to everybody who has left some comments and has enjoyed A Brief History of Triangle Sports on the Raleigh-Durham Skyhawks. Again, last episode will be on Wednesday. Let's answer some Hey Joe questions.
Joe cracked the door.
Hey Joe, brought to you by Oak City Sports Cards, oakcitycards.com. From David, hey Joe, do all the tourney upsets illustrate parity or poor seeding slash net failure?
Or yes? I mean, I don't think it's too crazy to say that it's getting incredibly difficult to properly rate these teams and get an idea of how good they are, how bad they are, for a variety of reasons. COVID year, transfer portal, top talented guys not even going to play college basketball. So it's a hard job. I'm not trying to act like it's a hard job. But I do find it interesting that the whole feature of NCAA March Madness is called March Madness. We want upsets. We want craziness. It's what gets us to watch. And then when it happens, we try to understand, well, why did all these things happen? We can't have this happen again. Well, no, that's what we want, right? We want the upsets. We want the Cinderellas. We want teams coming out of nowhere. What was it? That FAU Fairleigh Dickinson game was pretty bonkers good.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because I went back and watched a little bit of that while the Miami game was
going on. I don't know
what
the failure is, though.
I don't see there's
because
a failure.
Because Houston, number one in the net, alive. Yeah. Alabama, two, alive. UCLA, alive. Tennessee, number four in the net. Mm-hmm. They outperformed their seed.
Yeah.
Gonzaga, Texas, UConn. I mean, yeah, Kansas, Arizona, Purdue were in the top 10. They're gone.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll take 7 out of 10. Being right.
I think the issue is if you go the last two
Florida Atlantic was 13 in the net, by the way.
If you go the last 2 years, the average seed of teams that have made it to the Sweet 16, I think in 2021 it was at its highest. It was nearly 6, the average seed. And then last year I want to say it was about 5.5. So it could just be people are looking at the number next to the team and trying to understand, well, why is that? It could just be it's getting more difficult to do.
But they're also not seeding them by the net, by the way.
There is that.
They're using the net as a sorting tool. So
next up.
I got a proposition for you.
From the David who spams Ovius's mentions. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, we have to differentiate the Davids.
There are different ones.
Yes.
Hey, Joe, the Big Ten gets twice as many teams into the tourney as the ACC, yet has the same number of Sweet 16 teams. Why does this happen every year?
Big Ten teams, while they play bully ball, mm-hmm. they just can't shoot. And they don't like it when you bully them back either. Also, they're not the most athletic groups in the history of the world.
No.
Purdue was out-athleted by FDU. Like, FDU kind of pushed them around a little bit. So, man, you might also be delving into some of that coaching issues that are facing the ACC as well. Who are the truly great coaches in the Big Ten right now?
Tom Izzo.
When you think about the Big Ten, like, who are you like, yeah, man, I don't want to see him in March.
Yeah, Tom Izzo.
Is it Fran McCaffrey?
No,
I don't think so.
No.
Is it Matt Painter? No.
You actually do want to see Matt Painter in the
NCAA tournament. You kind of sort of want to, right?
Because that way you know you're going to be moving
there's
on.
There's nobody that you're like, oh, huh. But that's college basketball. Like if we went and we talked to of the 300-plus coaches, if we polled them and said, who is the best coach in college basketball right now,
mm-hmm.
I bet you 20 guys would get a vote as opposed
that's
to
about right.
just a year ago. Maybe five, because more people will be like, well, Mike Krzyzewski.
That's evident. Well, to your point, that's evident by this streak that everybody was obsessed with in the ACC. Had Miami not made the Sweet 16, it would have been the first time since 1979,
right.
the year that I was born, that the ACC
Black
would
Sunday,
not
yep.
have a team in the Sweet 16. But you go and you look at the teams from the ACC that were making the Sweet 16 during these times, you get two guesses as to which teams those were.
Yeah, one had Dean Smith and or Roy Williams.
Right.
The other one had Mike Krzyzewski.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, the ACC is going to take a little bit of a perception hit without those two Hall of Famers or those three Hall of Famers not coaching your school. We've had it good in the ACC for quite some time. There's a little bit of a power flux right now. Next up.
How you doing?
From Martin, hey, Joe, would Duke have been more prepared for that physical game against Tennessee if Filipowski would have taken a few more elbows to the face
yeah.
in ACC play?
Yeah, that's actually a valid point. I think they needed to see Virginia and Virginia Tech a couple more times in ACC play.
I was
going to
say, wasn't
play.
It poor Filipowski in each of those
yes.
instances, right?
Yes.
The celebration yeah. against Virginia Tech and then the no call against Virginia or the missed call against Virginia.
Now, look, some of that is on Filipowski. It's the way he plays. It's like the same way with Tyler Hansbrough in that, oh, man, why was Tyler Hansbrough constantly losing contacts and why was he well, because he was always
aggressive.
All over the place. He
yeah.
was aggressive. We talked about Steve Logan in terms of him being on A Brief History of Triangle Sports. He always used to tell us on radio, you know, that guy will stick his face in the fan. Well, that's Kyle Filipowski. He's going to stick his face in the fan, straight up. So, Filipowski's had some unfortunate incidents this season. He's been busted up, but at no point did I get the sense that he backed down from anything that happened this year. As Roy Williams would say, he's a tough little nut. Or a tough,
he's
tall nut. Next up.
Whoa. From Mike, hey Joe, except for the Canes, you guys are kind of entering a downtime in the local sports calendar. So will you let Dennis talk some lacrosse on the OG?
No. Dennis, did you start up a burner?
No.
That's from an actual
lacrosse guy?
No,
Mike's my middle name. That'd be too easy.
No, we're not entering a downtime in the local sports calendar. By the way, the UNC women play in, 15 minutes? But yes, there's the Carolina Hurricanes, and then you got the draft with the Carolina Panthers, and then, yeah, I'm expecting a Stanley Cup run from the Canes. That's what I'm expecting.
I enjoy your optimism.
And then we start obsessing over which ACC baseball team is going to...
That's in Durham this year, though.
It is in Durham for the ACC baseball tournament, yes.
So you
or
will
the baseball jamboree.
You will bite your tongue, sir.
You're right. No, we'll be there.
We will be there.
We will absolutely be at the feedback
you
for this.
You will be there and like the jamboree. You'll be printing up your own jamboree shirts.
I absolutely
and
will.
Like it.
I will. Speaking of things that you like, people like pizza, but they get very opinionated about the kind of pizza they like. And that played itself out in a coaching search, potentially. It's time to revisit that because we got new audio on this next.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly here with Coach Pete of Capital Financial Advisory Group. Coach, is it still true that $1 million is enough to retire on?
Tim, maybe and maybe not. The most important thing is to get a real plan that gives you income you never outlive. We'll give that away to the next 10 people. Call right now.
The number to call, 800-691-3215. Text TIM to 600-700 if you're interested in texting. Once again, that phone number is 800-691-3215 or text TIM to 600-700 for that deal.
A little bit of coaching news. Ed Cooley, by the way, these are coaching moves that people have been saying it's going to happen for weeks now. So Providence is out of the NCAA tournament. Ed Cooley, their head coach, has been attached to that Georgetown job ever since it became open. And sure enough, today we see the reports that Ed Cooley is going to leave Providence for the Georgetown job. Apparently Georgetown getting serious once again about reviving their basketball program. Meanwhile, Rick Pitino out of the tournament, and St. John's became available. The minute that job became available, everybody started obsessively pointing out that Rick Pitino is going to get that job, or he's the target number one. Well, here we go. Hired at St. John's after, what, three seasons at Iona. So Rick Pitino has worked himself back up. And I'll say this about the Big East, Joe. The Big East is what I look at if the ACC had decided that, you know what, we're going to get out of the football rat race. The Big East decided it's not worth it to try to keep up with the SEC in the Big Ten or even the ACC at this time. So let's just do what we're good at. Let's put a bunch of like-minded schools together and become a premier college basketball conference. It's not lost on me and the teams from the Big East that are in the Sweet 16. It's not lost on me that a good chunk of the coaches, good coaches in college basketball, are residing in the Big East too. And they got a good television deal.
And it allows,
Fox.
It's been a bit of a disruptor, haven't they?
And here they are, making some good coaching moves, and the Big East continues to make it happen. I'm not saying this is the future I wanted for the ACC. I'm simply saying that there is life after football.
You can make lemonade out of the lemons.
You can.
Like sure. I said, you can always have the conference of fan bases that hate everyone. You could give me West Virginia, NC State.
Oh, yeah.
App State, ECU. Yes. Give it to me.
Yeah.
Inject it into my veins.
That would be entertaining. That would be entertaining. So we talked to Josh Pastner, Georgia Tech. Well, former Georgia Tech basketball coach. He's now doing some media stuff, and I know it's going to come as a shock to people, but Josh Pastner is pretty good at this media game, all right? So we talked to him at the end of last season, and I forgot how it happened. We got on a weird tangent that ended up with him talking about John Calipari when he was at Memphis as an assistant under John Calipari, and the time that John Calipari had interviewed for NC State. Herb Sendek leaves for the desert.
I was going to say, oh, the great search of 06.
So it's 2006.
April 1st, 06.
It's 2006. Herb Sendek leaves for the desert, takes the Arizona State job, and John Calipari was a top target when he was in Memphis at that time. And this is there's a brief History of Triangle Sports episode that highlights this part of it. I had done this with David Glenn, the former editor of the ACC Sports Journal, used to do sports talk radio as well. But Dave was all in on that search. And I distinctly remember that being a breakthrough moment in 2006 because it was the ESA at the time. The RBC Center at the time. They had a webcam that was constantly on. And sure enough.
It's also a flight software tracker FlightAware. Search.
Yeah. FlightAware. So that gave you two internet phenomenons. FlightAware to track AirHog 1, Wendell Murphy's plane. And, hey, if Calipari is doing a tour of the basketball facilities.
Well, would we be able to see them?
And sure enough, I distinctly remember somebody having a time lapse.
Shadows.
The lights were off.
Yeah.
And like a weird, lights were off because it was nighttime. I mean, there was nothing going on. And at like 1 o'clock in the morning, the lights came on. I don't know if it was one exactly, but it was like late at night. And everybody's like, oh, he's there. Look, there's like little like pixelated bodies walking around. That's clearly John Calipari. Now, from there, we've heard all sorts of stories. I distinctly remember a Dunkin' Donuts being invoked.
Mm-hmm.
And then Josh Pastner tells us about, it was pizza. He said the reason why he didn't take that NC State job is because he couldn't find a good slice of pizza, which led us to bring Josh Pastner pizza from Oakwood Pizza Box.
Yeah.
And he was like, I stand corrected. That's good pizza. Things have changed over time. 2006, a little bit different. So Josh Graham, WSJS. He's in Greensboro for the NCAA tournament. Kentucky's there. In the in-between days, Calipari is having press availability. Here is Josh Graham trying to get some verification on Josh Pastner's claim that the reason why he didn't take the NC State job was because of pizza.
You've said a couple years ago you were close to taking the NC State job back when you were at Memphis, and recently Josh Pastner told us that you told him it was a bad pizza experience that might have led to you not taking the job.
Josh is out of his mind. No, they look, I've had people talk to me throughout my career, and NC State was one of those teams, and knowing what that league was and all that stuff, but I ended up staying, and we had a heck of a run at Memphis, and it was the right decision for me and probably both programs, but no, pizza, I can't remember. That's the greatest thing about when you start getting older. You just say, I don't remember.
Back left.
Was he on the plane with us, by the way? Was Josh on the plane with us? He wasn't. He's just telling stories. He was on the plane with us?
He said it might have been bad pizza. That's what he told you.
No.
That's what he told me.
No. It was Mellow Mushroom Pizza from Raleigh. Really good place. Mellow Mushroom.
So that's John Calipari.
There was a little bit of a postscript, not only with Josh Pastner, but from someone who used to work at NC State who pointed out Lee Fowler, the AD at the time, potentially made John Calipari pay for his own pizza.
For his own pizza, yes.
Which may have been probably closer to the source. It wasn't the pizza.
Yeah.
It was your new boss being like,
"Nah, you can pay for it.
You got that, right? And I'll get mine, you get yours." Like, what?
We're going Dutch on this.
What?
Yeah.
But I'm going to come here and you're going to give me whatever I want in my recruiting budget? I don't think so.
Now, there is this general like attitude of, why did Lee Fowler take him to Mellow Mushroom? Well, hey, there's nothing wrong with Mellow Mushroom. I like Mellow Mushroom. You also have to remember about the state of pizza in 2006 in this area and what was around campus. Like, I can't imagine Lee Fowler was taking John Calipari to Hillsborough Street and to I Love New York Pizza, which at that time was probably peak I Love New York Pizza. I don't think that's happening, number one. Number two, Lily's, which has been around for ages, is a little too far.
Hipster?
No, it's a little too far from campus. Plus, I'm pretty sure they'd still be waiting for the pizza right now.
Frank's would have been his best option over by Enlow.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You have to know it.
You got
to
know it.
But you got to know it.
You got to know it. Which, by the way, folks, I got jokes about Lily's. I love Lily's. Shout out to the Dante's Inferno. It's their barbecue chicken pizza. Money. So, regardless, I am very much of the opinion that there's more to it than just the pizza. But Josh Pastner's doubling down. So Josh Pastner was on the, I think it was the web-only, like, NCAA Fast Break stuff. Now, I don't think it was on proper television. But Pastner, they brought out pizza, and he doubled down on this.
So I'm going to have some pizza, and I'm going to let you explain what the heck happened there, Josh.
Well, look, Coach Calipari was being courted, recruited by, obviously, by many schools.
Yeah.
North Carolina State was one of them. And he tells a story about when they wanted him, he wanted to go by the local pizza place because he was going to determine if the pizza was really good, that he would take the job.
Okay.
Well, he went there. He didn't say the name at the time, but he said he went to a pizza place and it just didn't taste right for him. So it's the reason he did not take the North Carolina State job. He judged it based on the tasting of a pizza. Now, it's worked out for him because he came back and continued to win at a very high level at Memphis and then got the Kentucky job. But it was really based on a pizza deal. He was great in that
You're
clip
standing
there.
By your side of the story. Pass the pizza down to Tony.
I'll give it over to Tony.
I'm not going to bogart it. It's actually really good.
Mellow Mushrooms does a great job, by the way.
I think
maybe on that
I think it's
taste,
pretty tasty.
Maybe
you have a mix of cheese and pepperoni.
Maybe on that day, it just, for whatever reason, the taste didn't taste right, and it made him say, I'm not going to
so
North Carolina.
Or maybe it was Lee Fowler who didn't pay for it. Anyway, that's Josh Pastner. I hope, a couple things. One, I hope Josh Graham at WSJS gets an endorsement deal for Mellow Mushroom for all of the free publicity that Josh helped create for the pizza place.
Yes, well done by Josh to squeeze that off to Calipari.
Just go ahead and give the man free pizza for the rest of the year, all right? Just do the man a solid. He just gave you all that free pub.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.